Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And I'm honored to present to you all special guest, Alicia Allen. Before we get started, hello, welcome.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do, you're so welcome. I'm honored to have you on the show. And I always like to, give some basic instructions for our listening audience, and that is to mute themselves. And I will also have control over it as well. So during the Q&A, I'll open up the line for everyone. But until then, I would like for everyone to have their phones muted, except for you and I. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to welcome you on. You know, as soon as I seen the title of your message today, What We Doing, God, you know, I just was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good episode. So, Alicia, I just want to welcome you to the show, and I'm going to allow for you to introduce yourself as well and just tell us a little bit about you, just some background information about you and everything before you actually go into the meat of the episode today.
Cool. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Alicia. I'm here promoting my book titled What We Doing, God. And this book is just how I discovered my purpose, just by asking God that simple question. And I hope that with you guys reading the book, you get to discover your purpose through asking God that same question as well.
So, where are you located? What part of the U.S. are you located in? What state?
I am in South Florida.
South Florida. Nice. Okay. So before we go into what we doing, God, is there anything you would like to share with the audience, about how you got to this? What made you decide to want to write the book? Can you share a little bit of that with us, please?
Yes. So I was able to create this book because of my service in my church. I was called on to be a Sunday school teacher, and by saying yes throughout this service, I discovered my love for encouraging through the Word of God and of writing. So just by me saying yes to teaching Sunday school, I was able to create this entire book. And at the end of it, I was like, okay, this is what God created me to do. I love to write. I love to encourage. And this is my lane. So I wanted to give this to the world so that they too can have access to their creativity and a life worth living.
This is good. Who is your target audience, would you say?
I would say it's those from ages 15 to 30, but definitely not limited to that age group, because if you're still here, it's proof that God is not done with you, but he's just getting started. So what we do in God is a question I'm going to be asking for a lifetime. But I would say 15 to 30 for sure.
And look, that's good. That's good. So what have you gotten from writing the book? Like, you know, what did you get from it, from what God was saying to you within the book? And you don't have to go into depth about, like, the book itself. Okay.
So with writing it, and even with me rereading it to this day, I'm still learning new things. Like, this is how I knew this was for me. When I do this, I'm reminded of God, and I'm also in shock because I'm like, who wrote these words? This has to be you, God. So mm-hmm. I just have learned how to stay more in tune, how to acknowledge God in all of my ways, so that he will direct my path, and just know that when I'm connected to him, I think of a scripture in John, and it talks about God being the vine and us being the branches. If we're not connected to him, we're not producing anything. So that's what this book taught me, to always ask, what are we doing, God, daily and even throughout the day, so that I know what I'm doing is of him.
That's good. Staying in alignment. That's good.
Yes.
So how can our listening audience, because there's going to be people who are going to listen to this way later, and from all over the globe as well. So
yeah,
one of the things that I wanted to know is how can they purchase the book?
The book is on Amazon, so it is available on Amazon for everyone. If you use it, I'm sure everyone is familiar with it, so
mm-hmm.
the main platform that it is available for everyone to purchase.
Okay. And you are Alicia Allen, best-selling
yes.
author. It's who you are. And again, the title of the book is What We Doing, God. And for those who are just chiming in, I wanted to let you all know that we are going to have a short Q&A so that you all can ask Alicia anything pertaining to, you know, the book, okay? And are you also providing any type of, you said your target audience is between the ages of 15 and 30. So in that, are you offering, you know, any type of coaching yet or, you know, any of that where they can get a hold of you if they want to, if they actually need your, you know, your guidance or even to follow you, right? Because I know that
yes.
you're going to be doing a lot within this, you know, your book and also your purpose.
Right.
So
I'm definitely prepared to break it down and give it even like a, because people sometimes will write a book and they'll also write like a study book to go with it. And
mm-hmm.
I've been having ideas of just having things prepared for people to really break it down so that they can discover their purpose, because I really didn't know mine, and it just wasn't a good place to be. So I definitely instill it in my Sunday school class, and I also have an opportunity coming up to where I'm able to speak to the youth and also instill in them how they too can discover their purpose and social media. I engage on social media with different things that pertain to encouragement, purpose, what God has for us to do in this day. So I would say
mm-hmm.
through social media and through my teaching at my church.
Okay. Well, we're actually ahead of schedule. So if there anything you would like to speak or say to the listening audience that they can, like, sowing a seed into their life, you know, about what it is that God is saying, what we doing, God. So I would like for you to just give some type of encouragement, you know, or something that will plant a seed into the lives of others, because I know that this title is just not a title, right?
Right.
So is there anything that comes to mind for you to say to the listening audience today?
Yes, I'm going to go straight with the word. Let's go to church. I mentioned John 15:4-5 earlier, and verbatim it says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." And this is the essence of what my book is about. The subtitle is Discovering the Creator's Reason for Your Being as His Creation Unlocks Creativity. And as I was in a place where I was pretty much begging God to give me what my purpose was, to reveal it to me, I never stopped serving. I never stopped writing. And then eventually it just clicked, and I fixed me what He put into my hands, because I didn't want to stop doing anything. Like, I didn't want to not do anything. I wanted to definitely keep going, keep pushing, keep doing something. So with
yeah.
me in that consistency, I was able to make a creation, make a baby is what I call her. So I just encourage everyone to ask God, what we doing? Because He will reveal it unto you. Just by you acknowledging Him first, He'll see that you actually see Him above you. So
I thank you for that. What is your social media handle so people will be able to follow you on social media?
My Instagram is The Authoress with 4 S's.
The Authoress.
Yes. the authoress, and it has four S's.
Okay. And what else did I want to say? So first of all, I want to say again, thank you for taking the time out to come on and speak with us on the Selfless Love Talk Show. Again, this is our special guest, Alicia Allen. I also want to thank Ayana because she, you know, is a phenomenal woman and friend of, of mine. But also, you know, she has one of the most amazing businesses helping authors to actually become internationally selling best authors. You know, so I thank her. I thank her for sending you our way. And also, you know, again, everybody that comes on this platform, this is a community. So once you're here, we're here to support one another. And Selfless Love Talk is one of the most, you know, transparent, authentic platforms and God-driven because, you know, God is first in my life as well. And so I am also a best-selling author, international best-selling author, and a perfumer. You know, I have my own perfume lines and everything out as well, Alicia, if you hadn't known that. And so, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and each and every last one of us, we have something to bring, you know, to be the change in the world. And so you're an asset to your community, you know, not only just within the age group that you specified earlier, but you're an asset to the world as well. And so I just thank you. Yes, I just thank you, you know, and before we disconnect from the show, I want you to know, you know, that I, again, thank you, but also see that what you're doing and what you're seeking God for, he will give it to you above and beyond, you know, what you can ever imagine. Okay.
Thank you for that.
So
I love this title.
You're welcome.
This talk show. This is really what drew me in. I'm like, selfless love. This is like deep. So I love the concept. I love your show.
Thank you. And I actually have an episode where you all can hear it as well, where I'm being interviewed on my show. Okay. So I have someone who is interviewing me so that, you know, everyone can know a little bit more in depth about me and my journey and how selfless love was birthed. And again, it's unconditional love. It's God's love. It's agape love. But there's a story behind it as well. But I just, you know, like I said, you're always welcome back. This the show will be recorded. So for anyone who would like to hear it again, you're welcome to download and share on your platform. Alicia, you are amazing. And I just wanted to, you know, just take the time now to pour back into you, you know, and let you know. That you are amazing, and I thank
you
for
so much.
Yes. You're welcome. And so I don't know if we're going to have anyone who would like to say anything, but let me open it up right now and see. If you don't have any questions, please keep your phones muted. All right. Is there anyone that would like to ask any questions? Okay, let's see. Hello, good morning. We are opening up for the Q&A. We have special guest Alicia Allen, who has created a book. It's out on Amazon now, and the title is What We Doing, God. So I ask that if you don't have any questions, so please keep your lines muted if you don't have any questions. If you do, you're welcome to ask now.
In the closet.
Okay, I just muted someone due to background noise. Okay, so Alicia, right now it doesn't appear that anyone has any questions. I do have listeners that are jumping on, so I know you've already, you know, said a lot, and you gave some stuff for them to take with them, planting and sowing seeds to everyone. So, again, I have Alicia Allen. She is the best-selling author of the book called What We Doing, God, led by and I'll let you say that. I'll let you reiterate just a tad bit before, you know, we end the show.
Sure. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I know that I'm blessed to be a blessing, and I want to encourage everyone to know that as well, from what God put in your hands and really perfect it for in obedience to him and for his glory and service to his people. We are only blessed to be a blessing, and I just encourage you guys to focus on what you're good at, what you love to do, and it'll produce for you. So I encourage everyone to get the book. It is on Amazon, and just shine your light. I would leave you with this scripture, which has always encouraged me. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you, Coach Chanel, for this opportunity. This was great.
You're very welcome. And, again, you are also welcome back anytime. Just, you know, contact me, and we'll get you on. Again, please tell them what your social media handle is.
My social media is The Authoress with four S's. And that is my Instagram, The Authoress with four S's.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining the Selfless Love Talk show. And bye for now. All right, Alicia, have a great weekend. Have a, you know, I bless
Thank
everyone.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Until next time.
All righty. Thank you for this opportunity. I will be definitely tuning into your show because I love the concept. I love the name. So I will be back.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.